fifth anniversary on the attack of Carol Wood's mother, which resulted in her death. And we hear so much about mass public attacks, and we seem to almost become a little callous to that outside of those areas. And when you talk about closure for those involved, there is none. And there are a lot of emotions that people have to live with for the rest of their lives. And Carol Wood's on the other end of our line to talk about that. Carol, how are you?
I'm doing well. And actually, Tony, today is the day.
All right. And Carol, when you see events like what happened in Aurora, California, what's that make you think about?
Oh, it brings back a flood of emotions. You think about when you were first notified, when you first found out about what was happening. You look at those faces out there and you realize how the public is watching every move that you're making and every word that you're saying, and how you're dealing with this grief that is so overwhelming in your life. And what you don't understand at that particular minute that someone's going through it is how it will affect you the rest of your life.
Carol, I think probably from what we have seen and heard in Aurora, California, and other tragic events like this, is that the biggest challenge is not only the loss of someone, but perhaps the loss before their time, or the loss before it's whoever the time it is, whether it, if you believe in God or whatever. That's a big challenge.
It really is. There are so many whys, and then there are so many things that you say, well, if I had done this differently, if, as the people in the theater, if we hadn't decided to go that night, if I had stopped over and said goodbye before they went to the theater, if I had, you know, not taken my children, if, you know, all of these ifs, and those ifs can't change that. You still live through that. You still keep asking yourself that.
Do you have remorse? Do you think you could have done something better to protect your mom?
You know, I think about the fact my son had been here. He had called to tell me they were traveling, that to let Grandma know. I delayed making a call. I wonder if I had been on the phone when this person had knocked on the door, would it have made a difference? Would it have made a difference if instead of the day that my son left, if he had left a day later? And then with this particular person, you think of if he had been caught back here, if he had, there were a number of things. He was on parole and violations. If he had been picked up, how would this have changed not only my life, but there were seven women in this community that were murdered by that person. Would it have changed their lives? And those are the things that you live through.
Carol, do you feel safe?
I do, but I also understand that life can change in a minute. I'm sure all of those people in Aurora, when they walked into that theater, never thought that those things were going to happen or thought about that. Do you live your life a little bit differently? Absolutely. I now have an alarm system on my home. Never had that before. Pay closer attention to things around you, but you continue to live. And I think one of the things when we have some of these public displays and the things that happen is we keep looking for those families to have closure. And as you said at the top of this interview, there really isn't closure. There's different types of emotions at different times as you're going through it, but I don't think you ever find closure.
If your mom was still with us, how old would she be?
Actually, she would be 80 years old now.
Was she a pretty feisty lady?
Absolutely. Absolutely was. And, you know, she, when she was attacked, she was doing one of the things that she did all the time, and that was helping someone. She was actually getting a drink of water for this individual who then pushed her in the house and bludgeoned her.
All right. We've been talking with Lansing City Council member Carol Wood. We all experience loss, not the way you did, Carol. But thanks for talking with us this morning.
Thank you.